Welcome back to The Irishman. It's Friday, the 13th. Ah, spooky. Friday, January 13th. Unlucky for some, perhaps. We spent a wild week of finding out that the mob has 100% has their sights on Jimmy Hoffa, locked and loaded, confirmed, ready to go. They go to Frank Sheeran. They say, get him in check, or we're going to remove his brains from his skull. And Frank Sheeran finds out there may not be anything in the skull to take, because the first thing that Hoffa does is stare at him like he doesn't know what he's talking about. And then he goes, they would not even think about killing me because I'm so powerful and I'll take them down and they'll spend the rest of their lives in jail, blah, 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 blah. Even though he has evidence that they will absolutely not do that. They will kill you and they'll get away with it like they always do. In fact, they'll get away with it so good, no one will ever know what's ever happened to you. Famously so. So I don't think that is going to work. Tragic flaw from Jimmy Hoffa. Okay, let's wrap up the week. This was a real good, solid week. Bare bones, no fat. Solid Irishmen, and really looking to end the week out strong. 2 hours, 22 minutes. I'm going to start the next min right now.
Tilvis, I got nothing but respect for him. I got a little trouble with him. We were talking before. I just got a little crazy. You know how I am. I just sometimes just walked away like that. But I get that way. I get abrupt. Maybe you can.
Oh, this is like respect.
I have nothing but respect for this guy.
I would never. I'm gonna come back to that thought I had because he's still talking.
The files or whatever I do or anything.
Yeah, the files again. What the fuck are we talking about? The files.
Please. Go a long way. He's your rabbi. Because of him, you're here. You tell him. Listen to me.
Oh.
At the end, only one thing that's real. This is my union. This is.
I thought he was gonna say "I love you" or something. Frank. Oh no. Frank knows he's a dead man.
Very simple when you say it that way.
And then he walks away. And the trumpet swells. He goes, Peggy, shall we dance? Oh, brutal. The timing on this is perfect. Oh, what, you know, I got to say, for as much of a slog as it is, and I feel like this is the usual Friday coming to Jesus, we end on a pretty good moment. And it propels us into the next week. Ugh. Okay. So what did we have here? We had him saying, what was the other thing I wanted to talk? First of all, the files. He's convinced about these files, man. He can't get over these fucking files. The files are not going to save your life, my man. Come on. That's not... That's not going to do anything for you. And then before that, he goes, oh, it was just, it'll be fine. You know, it was just a little bit of a blow up. that was the part I wanted to talk about. I love that. The denial he is in is incredible. That was just a little blow up. And you know, you'll talk to him and I'm not even going to say anything to him directly. You'll talk to him. I'll put you in the middle. I'll put you in this position. You talk to him and it'll all be fine. And it's also not that big of a deal. And Frank is looking at him the same way an electrician would look at you if you hired them. And then you were like, I just kind of stuck my hand in the fuse box and I moved some of the cables around and it's not, you know, it's no big deal. It's fine. I'm not sure exactly what I did, but it'll be fine. I just need you to fix it. I didn't turn the circuit breaker off. As a matter of fact, it was the circuit breaker itself that I opened up the panel and I just kind of, you know, I stuck my hand in there. I've been doing that frequently. I've been sticking my hand in there, not really looking. And I probably shouldn't have done that. You know, it blew up a little bit, but you'll fix it. I think in the coming weeks, we'll find out more about the fate of Jimmy Hoffa. Like I said, high feelings that I do not think it works out well. And I got to say, I'm paused. If you can scrub precisely, I know that most people are probably still watching this on Netflix, but if you can get to 2 hours, 21 minutes and 21 seconds, the look on De Niro's face that he's giving to Pacino right now is this is the spot I just stopped on when I was scrubbing back for a second. It's brutal. Oh, God, it's brutal. But I can't tell if that's real or if that's a computer now. You know, we're in that uncanny valley, as they say. They say that. And then he goes to dance with Peggy, who likes Jimmy Hoffa. They have a good relationship. Jimmy Hoffa has given her ice cream, or was that Russ? I do think that Hoffa and Peggy have a very good relationship. And I think that's going to further destroy her relationship with her dad when he goes missing, which we know that he does from history. This is not a history podcast. I'm very bad at history, but we're getting it through the movie. Okay, I'm running out of steam. I can feel it. This was a excellent material to come back to on this, our third anniversary, entering our fourth great year of watching Scorsese's, one of Scorsese's most recent masterpieces, minute by minute, just the way the author intended. See you next week, almost certainly, and perhaps streaming again live on Twitch. Not sure, but the new address is twitch.tv/RyanSimmons6'6". Just 6FT6. And all my social handles are that now. Not that you care. But I had to, they were all different, and now they're the same. Don't make fun of me. I just needed to pick something, and that's what it is. So everything but Twitter, Ryan Simmons, 6'6". Okay, thanks. See you next week on the Irish Men podcast. Goodbye.